Traveler's Journal, February 7th. Visiting a volcano. The Big Island of Hawaii is big, and it's still growing. It's fed from within by molten rock, which oozes up from deep cracks in the Earth's crust. Propelled by plate tectonics, two great volcanic elevations have accreted this island over the last few million years. Rather than a single cone, these are shield volcanoes, which expand laterally as lava flows from fissures along their flanks. Mauna Kea to the north has cooled, but Mauna Loa to the south is still very active. Having already risen over 30,000 feet from the ocean floor, it's become the Earth's highest mountain and most massive single object. Kilauea, a huge open fissure one-third up Mauna Loa's eastern face, is among the world's most active volcanic vents. In continuous eruption for the last 18 years, it's already grafted more than 1,000 acres of new real estate onto the Big Island's coastline. Kilauea and a dozen other active fissures lie within the boundaries of Volcanoes National Park. It may be the most dynamic, unpredictable place you'll ever visit. Most Big Island visitors make a point to call on Kilauea, but few allow enough time to do it right. They'll drive the 11-mile loop road around the crater and take a tour along the Chain of Craters Road, which traces a 20-mile path of destruction down to the sea, where the volcanic action is most visible. But getting a real sense of this first wonder of the world requires taking a longer hike and spending at least one night on the ground. That's what we'll do tomorrow. Please join us. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.